You're listening to WWBC Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Coco, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, and 100.7 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power radio program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Amen. This is going to be audience participation. Amen. And I mean, I know that when it comes down to some of us, even in the body of Christ, the enemy has almost complete control of our hearts, our minds. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. You ain't got to say amen. It's true. Okay, all right. And one of the reasons why is because we haven't taken the time, somebody say, to renew our minds, renew our hearts, renew our minds. Point to your mind. Amen. Oh, glory to God. See, let me say this here. You got to have something to counter or to challenge the narrative of the enemy. You got to have something up here. This is why the Bible tells us to do what? To renew our minds. To renew our minds. The Bible says to meditate on the Word of God. It will make your way prosperous. Sometimes we wonder why we're not prospering. Prospering means to go forward. It means to excel. The Bible says that Isaac prospered. He went forward. It means to prosper. Oh, glory to God. And so God wants us, somebody say, to prosper. And so we got to have something that's going to challenge, because there are going to be times when the enemy is going to be speaking in your ear. Oh, glory to God. And you got to have something to combat what the enemy is saying. Amen, somebody. Amen. Oh, glory to God. You did you notice that one of the things that a certain leader of this nation, one of the things that he keeps saying is that the battle for the soul of America. The battle for the soul. What do you think that they're talking about when they're saying we're battling for your soul? Oh, glory to God. Point to your mind. How many know that this soulish man, this mind of yours, it's the only thing it stands between really you and the fleshly man and the spirit man. I'm going to say that again. You're made up of three parts, whether you realize it or not. You have a spirit man, you have a soulish man, which is your mind, your will, your intellect, and where you make all of your decisions at and stuff like that. And then you have a fleshly man. He has a voice too. Amen, somebody. Amen. Oh, glory to God. When you get hungry, he starts talking to you. Some of your stomachs are probably going to be growling before the end of this service. Oh, glory to God. And so the enemy is battling for your mind. Amen, somebody. Oh, glory to God. Can I say this here in love? Sometimes we come to church and the enemy has more access to our minds than what God does. And we're sitting up in church, but the enemy has more access to our minds than what God does. I was writing down so many things that God was just dropping in my spirit. It was coming so fast. Oh, glory to God. All right. You got to ask yourself, who's influencing me? Wow. Who's influencing me? Who's talking to me? All right. Let me say this here. I'm going to say it in love. You can sit up under a ministry where the enemy has access through tradition and the spirit of religion more than God has access. I'm going to say it again. You can sit up under a ministry where the enemy, and I'm talking about the devil, he has more access, and he's doing it through tradition, and he's doing it through the spirit of religion. He has more access than God has access. All right. How many remember when Satan came to tempt Jesus? It was a demonic assault upon his mind, but the Bible says that Jesus was fasting and praying. Look at this now. Because when the enemy came after Jesus, oh glory to God, the Bible says that Satan took him up unto a high mountain and showed him all the nations of the world. Well, how many know that we don't have a mountain on this earth that's high enough to show you all the nations of this world? But how many know that when the enemy starts speaking in your ear, it can tap into your imagination? God has given you an imagination. Are y'all getting this? Okay, all right. And so, because if I say the word steak right now, many of you, whether you realize it or not, a picture came in your mind of a ribeye. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Are y'all getting this? And so your mind has the ability to create pictures with the words that you hear. Oh, glory to God. And so, you know, the way I actually believe that, okay, all right, let me say this here. I'm not even going to go down that road because it'll take too long. But you need to realize that the enemy wants your mind. Let me show you something. Let me connect the dots. Let me show you something. The reason why I realize it's so important for you to pray and to fast and pray about your mind, because how many remember when the young lad who was affected by a lunatic spirit and will begin to throw himself in the fire? Come on, the enemy had his mind. Come on, Jesus called it what? A dumb spirit. Come on, oh glory to God. And the disciples were saying, why can't we cast this devil out? Now, let me show you something. Jesus said this kind comes by what? Fasting and praying. What am I saying? Going back to Luke chapter 4, and I think it's Matthew chapter 2, when the enemy ran up on Christ, come on, to come after his mind, to challenge what was on his mind, how many know that he was what? Fasting and praying. Are y'all connecting these dots? Are y'all seeing this? Oh, glory to God. This is why, and because a lot of times, you know, we're preaching at people and we're preaching about their minds, but sometimes you don't hear in the body of Christ where people are literally being told, you got to pray about your mind. Okay. The enemy wants your mind. Connecting the dots, okay? Connecting the dots. Remember when, who was that? Jesus in the Garden of Gethsemane. What was he praying about? He was praying about his what? His will. Come on. Some things come through fasting and praying. Okay, here's David in the book of Psalms 51. What was David praying about? David was praying about his will. He said, Father, give me a free spirit or a willing spirit. A lot of times we don't have a willing spirit. We're not willing to go all in. We're not willing to take the dive. Come on, somebody. Oh, glory to God. And so we need for God to free up our will. Come on. Okay, all right. To free up our will that we can serve him. And so we got to begin to pray about our will, because the world is after our will. Come on. The world is throwing all of these narratives that you can't even watch television without narratives being thrown at you. Come on. And so you got to realize that there is a battle that's going on for your mind. Okay, all right. Okay, all right. Yeah, bye, 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 bye. Ooh, glory to God. All right. All right. Where can I go? All right. Are y'all getting this?
Yeah.
In the book of Ephesians, I won't go there, but it's in there. The Bible lets us know that God is able to do abundantly beyond all that you ask or think. It lets me know that God knows what you and I are thinking, even now while we're sitting up in church. He knows what you're thinking. He knows what's on your mind. Oh, glory to God. How many know that? See, God is not going to give the enemy an advantage over him. He's not going to create nothing that's going to have an advantage over him. And so I'm saying all of that to say this: the devil don't know what you're thinking. He don't know what's on your mind. What he does is that he comes and he speaks in your ears and he tries to inject thoughts, come on, into your mind. He's on the outside trying to look in. Now, unless he's inside, you know, and has built a stronghold in your mind, he don't know what, okay. So he don't know what's on your mind. He don't know your thoughts. Come on, somebody. He's injecting, tell somebody, he's injecting thoughts. Okay, all right. All right. All right. He's speaking into your ear to create a picture in your mind. Okay. All right. He wants to tap into, somebody say, your imagination. Oh, glory to God. He wants to control what you're thinking. This is why he's speaking constantly, and I'll go into that a little bit later on. He's speaking constantly. You can't see him. Come on, he's not making himself visible. Oh, glory to God, but he's speaking to you. Oh, glory to God. This is one of the reasons why we come in and we try to uncloud the atmosphere and bind up the devil. Come on. Oh, glory to God, that when you come to church, the enemy won't have what? Access to your mind. Okay. All right. All right, because here we go. All right. Let me say this here before I even go there. All right. I just got to give it to you the way the Lord was giving it to me. All right. The enemy hopes that you will carry out what he's speaking. He vexes, he bombards, and buffeteth your mind. Somebody say oppress. I bind the spirit of oppression right now in Jesus' name. He wants to train your mind to think a certain way, to the point that you will think that they are your thoughts, but they're really his thoughts. Oh, glory to God. You're around here thinking those are your thoughts, but they're not even your thoughts. Yeah. They're the devil thoughts. You know, the enemy, let me show you something. I remember being, Pastor Pam grew up out in West Cocoa. I grew up out in West Cocoa. Okay, all right. You know, and you could be standing in the crowd and all of a sudden, somebody will walk up with some marijuana, some weed, because they had a vision for your life. Oh, glory to God. They had a vision. They wanted to be your salesperson. Oh, glory to God. And so they would come with these drugs and they would come into the crowd and they start handing out free stuff. Why? Because they wanted you to they want you to entice you, to get you to come on board. Let me say this here. Because they had a vision for your life. And I'm going to wrap this up real quick. Some people, we're still living out other people's visions for our lives. Oh my God. I said it, and I'm going to say it again. The enemy wants to control that. He wants to control what you're speaking. He vexes, he bombards your mind. He trains your mind to think a certain way to the point that you would think that they are your thoughts, but they're really his thoughts. If he can control your thoughts speaking into your ear, he will. Let me say it this way. How many know that sometimes? Okay, let me go there. Let me drop something on you that God dropped on me back in the back. And because I'm going to be going down this road about demonic oppression, and sometimes we can be oppressed by the enemy. And let me say this. How many remember Elijah? Good example. Elijah was oppressed by the enemy. Oh, glory to God. And so guess what? Because of the oppression, even what some of the things that was coming out of his mouth was not of God, even though he carried the title of a prophet. Okay, all right. Because the spirit of oppression was on him so heavy, he was like, I'm the only one left. No, God wasn't saying that. He was saying, or the enemy was saying that. The enemy was making him. I mean, let me say this. Sometimes if we come in the house of God, and this is why we need to understand, okay, let's go over and let's talk about, there we go. Let's go and let's talk about the spirit of oppression right quick. All right. Somebody go to the book of Acts chapter 10, verse 38. Tell somebody a whole lot of us going to get delivered this morning. Amen. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. We're going to see how this devil works. Oh, glory to God. Because sometimes when we're under the spirit of oppression, oh, glory to God, we can influence people the wrong way. Okay, all right. All right. Acts chapter 10, verse 38. God has anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost. Somebody say dunamis power. With the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Oh, glory to God. Look at this now. Jesus is connecting oppression Hallelujah. He's connecting the healing and with the oppression. Because sometimes, oh, glory to God. Okay, all right. I'm not even going to go there yet. I'm going there, but I'm not going there yet. What is oppression? Look at your neighbor and say, what is oppression? It's the exercise of authority or power in a burdensome, cruel, or unjust manner. Come on, this is what the dictionary says, but we're going to go into what the Bible, what it means through the Bible also. The word oppression comes from a Latin word that basically means to press upon. In other words, here's the enemy. He's constantly, can you imagine somebody just constantly pressing upon you? Sometimes you're sitting there and you're like, what's wrong with me? Why am I thinking this way? Why am I acting this way? Because of the pressure. Because of the pressure. The enemy is pressuring you. You can't see him, so you think that it's you. Come on. You can't see him, and so he got your emotions all out of whack, all out of control, because you can't see him, but it's the pressure of the enemy. Oh, glory to God. But Jesus came to heal those that were oppressed of the enemy. Come on. Oh, glory to God. Why? Because the enemy, Lord Jesus. Yeah, bye, 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 bye. Ooh, glory to God. Okay. All right. All right. And so, it's something. Tell somebody it's something on the inside. I'm not talking about depression, but it's something on the outside that is pressing upon a person. Oppression also means to burden. In other words, the enemy wants to burden you down. See, but let me show you something. You know, I've talked with people and they'd be like, I don't want to know nothing about what the devil's doing. I don't want to know nothing about the stress. Well, let me say this here. I was in the military. You're not going to have a successful military unless you know how the enemy works. You can walk around all you want to and not know how the enemy works. And guess what? When he catch you by surprise, so you need to know what the enemy got. Come on. And so sometimes we're just being too deep. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You need to know, somebody say, your enemy. Amen. And so it means to overburden. Oh, glory to God. Now, let me say this here. The devil will use your job. He'll use people, children, marriages, bills, debt. Come on. He'll use a whole lot of stuff to overburden you. You weren't even meant to carry all of this mess. Come on. This is why the Bible says to cast your cares upon Jesus, for he cares for you. To be a good Christian, you got to be a professional caster. You got to learn how to cast some stuff. Get off of me. Get off of me. I give you back to Jesus. I give it to Jesus. Get off of me. You're trying to carry stuff that you weren't even meant or ordained to carry. You don't see sheep walking around loaded down. Come on, you see. But you don't see sheep carrying burdens. God made a reference to you being as a sheep. Come on. Oh, glory to God. You're not meant to carry this stuff. And so sometimes you just got to open your mouth and say, I don't care. Come on, say it. Come on, say it. Come on, say it. You might say, well, I do care. No, no, I don't care. Come on, you got to get comfortable with saying, my God, up on the giant. It means to weigh down. How many know you can even get weighed down with other people cares? With things that other people care about. Come on. If you're going to be successful in ministry, you can't carry other people's stuff. Come on. You, when they throw it at you, you got to cast it. Oh, you ain't even got to be in the ministry. When somebody throws something at you, you got to learn to, okay, I got it. I'm praying about it. Yada, da, da. Shada, da. Oh, glory to God. All right, now I'm casting it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. It means to overwhelm. To overwhelm. The enemy wants to overwhelm you. He wants to overpower you. Come on. He wants to make you lose your mind. Oh, glory to God. I'm about to say, not today. Not today. To overwhelm you, to overpower you. The devil will use everything at one time to overwhelm you. Look at, okay, read. Have you ever read the book of Job? Oh, he threw everything at him. I mean, when I'm talking about everything, he threw everything at him. Oh, glory to God. Woo. Somebody say, even the kitchen sink. My God. My God. So when a person is oppressed, he or she feels overpowered by some external force. Have you ever heard that old saying that pressure busts pipes?
Yes, it does.
And we want to bust you up. Oh, glory to God. The result is a feeling of being crushed, put down, smothered, subdued, or even tormented. All right, in the New Testament, it carries the ideal of ruling over you, subduing you, harassing you, conquering you, or overpowering you. But here's the catch. Also, telling the one who's oppressed what to think.
My God.
So, in other words, the devil, because now, hold up. The devil wants to tell you what to think and how to think. There could be something that's good right in front of you, and you calling it bad because he's told you how to think. Okay, all right. He wants to tell you what to believe, because I want y'all to catch this now. Look at some of the stuff that's going on. Even through politics and the narratives. I want to tell you what to think. Oh, glory to God. Can I tell you something? This nation is under oppression and don't even realize it.
My God.
Because we're being told what to think, what to believe, and we're being told what our future is going to be. Oh, glory to God. Somebody say the devil is a liar. Because that's what it means also. The enemy telling you what your future is going to be. Amen. That's it. What y'all saw Bishop do, we got to do. You got to learn to talk back. That's what Jesus did. When the devil was talking to Jesus, Jesus was like, hey, not today. I'm paraphrasing it. Oh, glory to God. All right. Amen. There you go, Hurricane. All right. God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, that were oppressed. Oh, glory to God, for God was with him. Oh, glory to God. All right, now catch this now. All that were oppressed. Who is the all that's being healed of oppression and having good done to them? Point to yourself. Oh, glory to God. Who is the all? All, everybody that's being told what to think. Everybody that's being told what to believe, and everybody that's being told, oh, glory to God, what their future is going to be. Come on, you have okay, all right, God. Woo. I got to check not to go in that direction, but boy, I was about to tell, all right.
Go ahead.
I got to obey God. Okay, all right. If you're being oppressed, everything coming out of your mouth might not be from God. I'm going to say that again. If you're being oppressed, and I did set an example. I went there and I set an example with Elijah. You're being oppressed. Everything coming out your mouth. And this is why we have to get the church. Come on. The prayer meeting, we come in this prayer meeting asking God to empty us, to take everything out of us that's not like him. Because guess what? Oppressed people can influence people the wrong way. Okay, that's right. Oppressed people. Okay, all right. Come on. Okay, can I tell you something? If leadership in this nation is oppressed by the devil, that oppression will begin to come upon the people. Okay, all right. Did y'all get that? Okay. All right. If you're oppressed, if you're being oppressed by the enemy, some of the songs that you sing might not be from God. I mean, I heard this one guy, he's singing, I'm climbing the rough side of the mountain. Well, in the Bible, God never told us to climb any mountains. He told us to speak to the mountains. So you got some people climbing mountains instead of speaking to mountains. Okay. All right. Why? Because oppressed people will sing oppressed songs. Oh, glory to God. And bring you under oppression. And you thinking that you got to do it in your own strength when God has put the super on your natural and put power in your mouth. Come on, somebody. To speak to every mountain. Okay, all right. Oh, glory to God. My God, up inside. Ooh, glory. That was good right there. I enjoyed that one myself. Okay, all right. All right, so if you're oppressed, you come into church, you begin to sing songs because of the battle with the oppression. Okay, all right. This is why we challenge our praise. I need y'all praise and worship leaders to get in prayer meeting. Amen. Stop waiting to the last moment. Right. Come on, because guess what? How can we sing about something we ain't never been? Come on. There's a meeting that we didn't even show up or attend. Come on, and then, okay, all right, I ain't even going. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Come on. To the people, we need to get the weight and the heaviness off of us. We come in here heavy, and then we're trying to lead the people into freedom. Oh, glory to God, with heaviness. Are y'all getting this? All right. All right. So, like I said, this is why it's so important we get in here and we begin to cry out, God, empty me.
Praise the Lord. Amen. Sometimes. Thank you for tuning into Kingdom Sounds broadcast. We pray you enjoyed the word today. And if you would like to sow, you can do so at Zelle 321-213-1218 or Cash App at VIP Ministry 250. If you'd like for us to partner with you in prayer, please call us at 321-514-9679. Our service times is Sunday at 11 o'clock a.m. and we are located at 250 North Babcock in Melbourne, Florida, 32935. We pray we'll see you there. God bless.
You're listening to WWBC 99.9 FM Cocoa, 94.7 FM Rockledge, and 100.7 FM Melbourne, Palm Bay, and the beaches.
Thank you, Lord.